This is only the beginning.
Today we're going to talk about the famous or infamous CBD. I don't know, we had the wish to talk a little bit about this as it's, I'm not sure if it's the latest trend, but it's kind of getting trendy.
I have to admit I was not familiar with CBD situation, how it is, until actually hearing it from you and from also in the place that I work, from a coworker that actually had the wish to start like an ambulance with different types of this kind of a treatment and also doctor advices. And that was the few months or like a year ago maybe, yeah, when this was something new as an option for also from a point of a medical field. I was also introduced to CBD through some products sent by a company, Slovenian company, which has things to try and to tell an opinion.
But those one were more like beauty products, right?
Yeah. What I tried from them was the beauty part, yeah.
So to get a little bit of a context, CBD, and here we're going to go into the boring part, which is basically the historical stuff. And we have just here the computer open with Wikipedia. We're not going to go into much of the, you know, the meat of the topic.
You should never say these things.
No, it's true, you know, I mean, okay, I will tell my first of all, I'm just going to read that this thing was discovered in 1940 and, you know, it comes from the cannabis plant, but that's about it, the historical part. I just want to say...
that's the shortest.
Yes.
You would get straight zero in history.
No, I just want to focus more into the user side of things, and I also wanted to tell more what I have known about the CBD, because first of all, I am familiar with what marijuana is. I was not a very avid smoker of marijuana, to be honest. I never liked it so much. And I didn't even know that this CBD was the chemical compound that it's found in the on the hemp, which is basically the other type of plant from the cannabis, which doesn't have the THC, which is a psychoactive compound. This one, it's... according to the what I read, it has like 0.3% of THC at the most. So basically this CBD does not get you high. Yeah, I think that's what it is with me based on what I knew about the CBD. I don't know about you, if you were familiar with the marijuana.
Well, I know that it exists since my teenage times. I have to say that I never tried it. I have seen friends smoking it and trying it.
Did you ever smoke marijuana?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I never smoke a cigarette and I never smoke marijuana.
Good for you.
And I took a...
Virgin lungs.
Quick. No. You were smoking next to me. So that are not
smoking
virgin.
Cigarettes, huh? Let's,
yes.
Let's make it clear.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes back in the day, how many years ago?
Oh, 5 probably. Four? I don't know for how long you don't smoke anymore.
5 years. And yeah, and also vape in between, but
yeah,
it was
that
minimum.
Was short.
Yeah.
A few months of vaping. That was like a cloud inside the flat at that time. Well, we had some neighbors.
Yes.
Smoking daily basis. The marijuana was coming on our windows there all around, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
to
that
me.
Was a side little story, and this was like crazy because I personally, I never liked the smell of marijuana, and I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. It was horrible. And then we had the misfortune to get like in the flat that we were living before, right below. They came, these guys, and they were like drug dealers, I guess.
So no, let's not say it like this because we have
don't
no
give
clue.
A shit. No.
We have no clue. These are our assumptions. So
No. I mean, come on. There were BMWs parking in the middle of the night and going to the balcony to get something from there. I guess it was not sugar.
I didn't see it, guys. Have no clue.
Yeah. Well, no, anyway, the story was that, you know, we had this misfortune to have these people, and they were like 24/7 smoking, and the whole, you know, the smoke goes up, and it was just coming into the flat right through the balcony. It was a disaster. But back into to nowadays, I don't have that problem anymore with the smell of the marijuana because of the CBD thing, which has the same when in the format of herb, like natural, it's just weed, you know, and it smells the same. but it just doesn't get you high, and it doesn't. Okay, but that's a story we will talk a little bit later.
I have to admit that I still don't like the smell, and if I'm very honest, I don't like it even in perfumes, which I usually have. Like immediate, like there's something that bothers me, and that's sometimes this smell.
Yeah. Okay. If we go to the perfume side, just as a short story again, I like just one. Just from Visitor, this Beach Bizarre is the only one with a... Okay, but that's not the story we're talking about, CBD and not perfume.
I am actually lying. There was something that I liked that we tried there in Lenès. You remember?
Oh, yeah. This is from... I think it was from... I think it was from Profumo di Firenze or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe Boys?
Yeah, Boys 1920. Yes, they have something with a marijuana note. Okay, let's go back to CBD, guys.
Okay, now we are flipping to perfumes.
So, you said how you got to know about it. This, to myself, when I remember that you told me about it and you received these CBD products, and I was just like curious about it. I started to check, to do some researches, and then I found out that there is like CBD for everything, for beauty, for, you know, for the face, for relaxation, for the, I don't know, massages and body oils and whatnot, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are many products, and I'm not familiar with other companies, but just the ones from Nabi that actually I tried myself. So from the ones that I personally tried, I really like the hand cream, because my type of work plus my type of skin, it's a really combination that I have all the time dry hands, and this helped me out a lot using this one. I still have let's say like maybe 1/3 of the cream all the time in the job there, and I'm many times putting in between my work just to rehydrate, and they work, the products work, and I don't have this like too oily feeling. And I have kind of a feeling that the skin is not dried. And I tried a few other things like body cream, I think, and face oils and creams, and that they are all good. I cannot still decide like if this is something that my type of skin is up for, because I have a problematic skin on the face, which is prone to clogging, and sometimes if I have too much oily products, then the trouble comes. Also the hormonal changes and everything, so I still didn't test this thing for too long to put like, oh yeah, this is a magical thing, or no, this is terrible, or like, oh yeah, till now the skin feels okay and feels like moisturized and oily. The only part that I would not have it if it would start to give me acne. But what is the interesting thing here? What is medically already researched, and there are some trials and also published in PubMed, which is pretty reliable, that they were doing researches about CBD working well and helping out with the situations of acne. So I guess it should help, which I cannot say.
Yeah, about this, what I have noticed with all these products, specifically the beauty ones, a lot of them, they are like for, okay, not a lot of them, a part of them, they are marketed as for daily use, just like, you know, get hydrated and whatnot, and it seems to work. But some of the other ones, and this is just my personal opinion, they are targeted for like as antioxidants and more into, with the goal of kind of a treatment. And for this, I think it's too early to determine if they work or not, because you need to use them for a specific amount of time. And I think we are too fresh with the products. I think for those ones that they claim to have like healing properties or whatnot, I think it's a little bit, it needs more time. I personally didn't try none of the beauty products, because to be honest, I have my go-to when it comes to men's grooming. So I get my kills, you know, I get my kills creams and all this, you know, hydration. I could see myself using these products from that contain CBD, but you know, they came in a time where I already had the other ones, so I didn't feel like experimenting with new things.
Yeah, I also like I said already before to you that I rather test things on my body because my body skin is way less sensitive and reacts more normal to testing of new products than on the face. On my face, if I'm satisfied with something, like you said, you are satisfied with Kiehl's, I'm satisfied with majority of time I'm using Sisley products, Sisley, and then I have a trouble like, okay, should I or shouldn't I? Because I experienced so much trouble with some other products that were supposed to be like good and non-comedogenic, helping out with this and that, and at the end I end up again with the same issue, and I had to build up again the whole removal of spots, and then with my also extra trouble of scratching the things that they are becoming from 0 to 10. So yeah, that's the testing part on the face is a risk always.
Yeah, especially when you are in the search of good products and then you finally find something that is like, okay, let's say for the example, the face situation, then you find something that is like, okay, I stick to this one, but then it comes something else that claims to have good properties, and by its nature it is very natural, because
and clean, they're claiming like clean,
that's
products,
what I wanted to say, that's the exact word, like the claiming, because these companies. And well, now we know about Nabi, but I have done some researches about other companies that are like way bigger in volume and in their sales. That these people, they are really claiming, because it's the hemp, that we gotta believe that it's like, oh yeah, this is 100% natural. But come on, we don't see the process. We don't know how many additives and how other many other things they are added to these products. So I cannot say that this is like the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
So back to what I was saying, it's like if you find the gold mine with the cream when it comes to hydration and the feeling of having too much grease or whatever, you find the cure. It's really a risk to go there and to experimenting with new things.
Mm-hmm.
What I have read a lot about this thing, it's like if you are allergic, it's going to show, and it's going to show bad. And also in the labels of these products, it says if you have a small symptom of allergic reaction, don't go for it.
Mm.
When it comes to the other applications of CBD, and you said it before, you haven't tried none of the oral applications. So to be more precise, these things, they could be vitamins. There is even like some trendy places where they are having coffee with CBD, which is crazy. What we have, there is some really interesting sprays which are claimed to be like relaxing spray. The other ones that we had are these gummy bears. They have, those gummy bears are really serious deal. I tried one of them and it was like 10 minutes in and welcome to a cloud. I was like, yeah, floating in a cloud. Not high, but super. Yeah, for the ones who try this thing, maybe you know what I mean, what I'm trying to say. It's like you have a trouble that it's like holding you back, and you have like this a little bit of a tension in your shoulders. With the CBD, you actually know that you still have the problem, but you don't have that tension, which is really interesting. And it allows you to focus a lot into the things that you have to do. The other thing is that you don't get hooked on it, you know? I mean, at least these ones, they're supposed to be taken 2 to 3 times a day with very little side effects. Maybe because they're not like very high in the concentration of CBD. Just because of the blog article that we wrote, I wanted to have a little bit different forms of CBD. So I went to a local store and I got the hemp butts, which is basically the plant, and some hashish as well. I think it was okay. It was a nice discovery for the one who is a little bit stressed out. Maybe try it. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you, because you sent me some links about the applications for medical purposes and the researches that they've been done. So if you can tell us a little bit about what you think.
Well, here the situations, until I got familiar with this ambulance that I was telling you, it's actually called Ambulance for Treatment with Cannabinoids. This is in Zavod Zdravje in Mazala in Ljubljana. And they actually have an official ambulance there. So this is nothing like, you know,
it's nothing
illegal
shady.
And shady. So this is many times misunderstood from people, that they think that this is not legal or this is not medically approved. It is, and it's supervised with the doctors and by researches and by the facts known till now. The CBD, it's as a cannabinoid. I have a trouble to say this.
It's a hard word. Yeah, it is a hard one.
So CBD is so simple. So CBD has been proved, as told before, with acne situation, that it might help with lowering the infection, and also the infection that is like autoimmune in the rheumatoid arthritis. It's also, there are researches done on these topics and published out about the good positive effects. And this is also here in Slovenia already approved in the conventional medicine as a side treatment for some diseases, especially the with some neurological and psychological diseases, and very good proofs are with anxiety, like you were mentioning, and with chronic pain, and also post-traumatic stress disorders. So they are getting more and more data and facts that this can be used, and the treatments are pretty successful. And as official ambulances, everything is controlled and advised, and actually researched and diagnosed, and then the treatment offered or advised from a doctor, and I mean under supervision of a doctor. If you're doing it yourself, I have no clue what to say and how to the proper thing is, because I have no knowledge. But what is seen actually from users, it's that it really works when it comes to anxiety relief and stress relief. And there is a really main difference with THC and CBD, which is that THC, it's a strong psychotropic, and CBD doesn't have this thing, which is good.
But if you see that there is some benefit being seen by these studies with CBD, do you think that it's something that it's needed into this into this world that we have right now, where we're saturated with chemicals, right? You know, What is your opinion about it?
I have a little bit of like doubt, or if it's like, oh yeah, you know, I've seen people talking about it and I do believe all of them. I'm not this type of a person. I'm a very doubtful when it comes to this thing. But if the things are approved by the professionals and by people who have knowledge about it, which in this case I have no clue from this, also other medications that are not in the surgery field or like in overall medicine that I need to know from a general perspective, then I don't have nothing against it, and I actually support when it's used in a proper way and for the specific things that there is indication. This means that it's proven that it's good to help out. And the only thing that I have like second doubt is testing on myself, because I have no need for this. For example, I don't see the point of people that are many times like, oh, I want to test this thing, how it is.
To me, I'm also curious to know your point of view, because you are a surgeon. So you see the struggle of pain that the patients, they go through after the post-operatory time. So in a way, because I remember talking to one of your colleagues there, somebody who there that he wanted to start with all this in this field. And he was saying that mostly they wanted to aim to this therapy of pain.
Yeah, post-operative pain. I don't know if their research is already in the process, honestly, I don't know, or if they have any results yet, but for sure I have read that they have tested for especially chronic pain, which many times after surgery this can be a trouble, or even without the surgery, that people that are living with a chronic pain, that they have a relief out of the CBD. So for the surgical part, I will do more like checking if there are any data yet available for this acute pain, which sometimes can be very severe. And like I just had not long ago an example, like no drug could help out with a simple hernia repair pain, for example. It was like really severe immediately after the surgery, and then it went down by itself the next day, and like no drug helped. So that would be interesting to put some testing if it works, for example. Or like people, they come after months because of the scar pains and all this thing. It's a open field, actually.
It would be very, very interesting to know the measuring tool to see this, because
there is a measuring tool for the pain.
No, but for example, myself, when I went to surgeries, the post-operatory pain was off the charts. But this is also something that pain is, it's handled differently between people. So some people, they have more tolerance to pain, some other one not. But I do remember myself getting a shot of this, some painkiller, like a strong one.
Dipidolor.
Dipidolor, yeah. And this thing, when I got this, it was this drainage that it was like kind of a pushing the diaphragma or something. This was pain that they put the most of the Dipidolor dose that it could be applied, and then the pain was still there. But I cannot imagine that CBD in the levels that they are telling that it's okay for the this kind of pain that could help.
Yeah, well, let's do a test next time you have some pain. You tried it and you tell.
Now we're gonna come with a refresh post where we are going to maybe do some list about the, you know, different categories. To finish up this topic, and I hope that we didn't leave anything out of the, you know.
For sure, we did many.
Nah, but for the short time that we have CBD, I can conclude that it's a positive thing that it's that it came at least to my routine. It is something that it looks like pretty harmless. And I really hope that this will gain more traction with the people, the researchers, that it can help more people. But we are still in the, I guess, in the, how to say?
Beginning part.
In the beginnings, as the governments and the countries are more open to these things, you know. I would recommend to the people who want to try these things, like the beauty stuff, you can check online, just type CBD on Google. You will find many places, where depending where you're living. And that's it. Yeah, anything else to add?
I'm looking forward to have more feedback from the researchers as a, like, from my medical perspective. And also we would be interested to hear feedback from you, peeps, if you have any of your own vision, especially any first-hand experiences, and what is your opinion about this?
Yes, I will try to reach out to more CBD companies and see what is their feedback from the people who are targeting.
Okay, check our blog at www.feelingsfromablurrynote.com.
A lot more topics about beauty and other interesting products we have in the under the sleeve. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we're here in the next one. See ya. Show.
See ya.